This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. Happy Saturday, folks. Boy, another Saturday in January is come and gone. Unbelievable. This year's going to go quick. I'm not sure it's going to go well, but it's going to go quick. So we have the spectacle of the French mess over there. Islamic extremists, radical Muslims, Muslim terrorists. You know, there's a number of names we can use, but whatever name we come up with, which is what they are, our president, our attorney general, and their minions of progressives don't like it. Won't use it. Doesn't exist. I think one of the most telling things that has happened, one of those epiphany moments to kind of corroborate what I have been saying for several years, and that is Barack Obama is the terrorist in chief on a whole lot of levels. Economic, ideological, constitutional, but also on Islamic jihad. And we've talked about this in previous shows, and I'm not going to beat a dead horse. It is what it is. But that man not getting on a plane, the folks, the progressives who jump up and down and say, oh, it was a waste of time, and it was just symbolic, and it was this, and it was that. Of course, they're the same people who say that we shouldn't bomb them, we shouldn't do this. So I guess they don't want to do symbolism, and they don't want to do strength. I guess what do they want to do? You know, I tell you what they want to do. They want to be the allies of Muslim extremists. Progressives and Muslim extremists are allies. I did a show on this. In fact, the link's going to be in the write-up, which is going to follow the posting of this show by a little bit, since I'm book signing at the Denver National Western. Now, the Coliseum in Denver, come on down and visit Wild Wings booth, aisle 400 Education Building. They were nice enough to invite me down, and I am just tickled to be there. Have met all sorts of great people. I digress. Let's go back to more important stuff. So there'll be a link to the show where I set forth a theory and gave backups, gave you dots to connect. You know, I like those dots. That progressives and Muslim extremists are in effect allies against Western thought, representative republic, constitution, America, Israel, non-Muslim religions, religions in general in the case of progressives, and that they would team up to promote their respective ideologies. You know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. You need to listen to that show, because it's becoming just more and more apparent to me. Let's think about a president of the United States who, whether symbolic or not, whether it was a waste of jet fuel or not, doesn't cost him a dime, doesn't get on a plane to fly over to link arms with 40 other world leaders, many of them hypocrites like the Saudis, and instead watches football. You know, can you make that up? I don't think you can. Our president is watching football while 40 of the leaders of Western civilization link arms and walk down a Paris street because of the massacres in Paris, and to stand up for free speech. Of course, Barack Obama doesn't believe in free speech unless it's his own. So that might have had something to do with it, too. But I think it's deeper than that. I really do. I think Barack Obama, and I've said this many times, sympathizes with the guys that took out those poor people in that magazine over there. I think he sympathizes with ISIS. I think he sympathizes with radical jihadists everywhere, particularly when they're fighting those evil colonial powers, and America is an evil colonial power in his mind. How else could you explain such a snub. I mean, you're watching football? Really? No kidding. Okay. And then, to compound the matter in their typical fashion, they lie their butts off about it. Lie, 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 lie. Oh, we didn't send them over there because, we just couldn't get the security contingent in place. Okay. Let's take a look at this. Our security contingent allows people to jump the White House fence and get inside the White House. But over at this march that our president didn't attend because he was watching the playoffs, we have Benjamin Netanyahu, who's probably, enemy number one, the most wanted man in the Muslim world. We have all the Western leaders of all the countries ISIS has targeted, all linked in arms, going down an open street, and they were safe. The security agencies of those 40 countries, particularly the Mossad, the Israeli intelligence, they aren't good enough for the President of the United States, along with his Secret Service detail, because he's so special. He's special. Barack Obama is special. Yeah, he is. Not in the good sense. This has to drive home to those of you, and I get emails from the progressives who listen to this show because they love to hate me and what I say. The liberals who listen to this show, who kind of nod their head in agreement and then furtively cast their eyes left to right to make sure nobody noticed. And of course, the conservatives, who I think, maybe not in all cases, but in many cases, do agree with some of my theories anyway, some of my hypotheses, and I know are up to speed on the dots I present. How they connect them, that's up to each individual. I provide the dots, you provide the lines, folks. What does Fox News say? You provide the facts, we provide the facts, you make the decision, you make the choice. Well, Reed Lance Rosenthal gives you the dots, you draw the lines. I think it would be instructive. I got a lot of great comments on a show I did 3 4 weeks ago. You can look in the archives. The producer's not going to put the link up. It's too easy to find. It's recent. Where I went down was right before the end of the year. Where I went down, literally, all the things that this president and his minions have done to undermine the Constitution, the economy, America, America's security, America's strength, etc. Domestic, international, economic, military. We hear these things, and I said this in that show. We hear these things for like four, five, six, who knows how many days in a concentrated barrage of media because the stations know it pulls listeners because it's the hot topic of the day. And then, you go on to the next hot topic of the day, and somehow it all gets lost. There's so much of it. It's a blur. But when you hear it all in one list at one time, it really pounds home just how ugly, how nasty, how pervasive and insidious are these acts and lack of acts and choices. And a lack of an act, i.e., not flying to Paris, is a choice, folks. It didn't have squat to do with security. I think there was another excuse they came up with. And then Josh Earnest tries to say that he really didn't know what the president was doing that day. The most transparent presidency ever. But we can't tell you what he was doing on Sunday while the rest of the world's leaders were in Paris. Okay, we got it. You bet. And poor Josh was laboring because I think even poor Josh, who's firmly in Barack Obama's corner, couldn't quite get over Barack Obama not being there. By the way, did you know Eric Holder was in Paris that day, that Sunday, meeting on security issues, national security issues? Boy, that scares you, doesn't it? That's almost as bad as Susan Rice meeting on national security issues, our national security advisor, and Ben Rhodes. Boy, just think, our security is in the hands of Barack Obama, Eric Holder, Ben Rhodes, who changed the Benghazi talking points, and Susan Rice, who went out and lied about them. And Barack Obama, of course, who manufactured the video story. Our lives and our families' lives are in their hands, folks. Does that make you feel good? Happy New Year! I'm sorry. You know, this is so ludicrous as to be humorous, except it's pathetic. So let's go down a list of all the things, and it won't be all the things, we don't have enough time to do that, that tells you that Barack Obama, now the mainstream media would say he's incompetent, he doesn't understand, he doesn't get it. He gets it. This guy gets it. This guy is brilliant. Let's go down all the things that he's done to kind of undermine, should we say, our perception of who the enemy really is, our ability to wage war against that enemy, and our most important, shall we say, planning or strategizing on how to defeat this imminent threat to our health, safety, and welfare and our way of life. So, and I'm not going to go all the way back. Why don't we start somewhere around Major Hassan killing 13 of our servicemen and wounding 30 others, and he's still drawing a salary, is allowed to grow a beard, because we have to be sympathetic to his beliefs, still drawing a salary. I'm not making that up. My producer is looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm not making that up. In fact, I think it's over 300,000 right now, or just about that level. That's your tax money at work, folks. And the administration calls it workplace violence. Then we have the Arkansas recruiter station shooting, which didn't get much coverage at all by our great mainstream media. And that was random violence. And then we have the Boston bombing, which was, it took him about a week to come up with terror. He never did say Islamic terror or Islamic-inspired terror or Muslim terror. Yes, you know, the kids had been over in the Mideast and they had received training and they were Muslims and, you know, they had all this stuff posted on their Facebook. But no, it has nothing to do with Islam. And then, of course, we have his famous statement as we kind of come up the ladder here. In August of 2014, we don't have a strategy yet. This is 9 months after our military and intelligence people said, hey, Barry, you got these really bad guys who are getting it together over there and they're massing on the Syrian border, and we could take them out in a matter of days. And we did nothing. And then, of course, we have Libya, where we went in supposedly to save a population that we are not willing to save in Syria. And we went in off Gaddafi and then left, knowing that there'd be chaos. And, of course, it's now run by Al-Qaeda, which brings us to a Benghazi, where we still haven't called it. Well, we have. But Barry and crew has not called it Islamic Jihad, Muslim terrorism, radical Muslim whatever. Still hasn't happened. In fact, you know, they've done everything they can to thwart the investigation. Hillary, Kerry, and the whole crew. And Eric Holder, of course. Then, we come to the release of Sergeant Bergdahl, in a trade for 5 top, these aren't lieutenants, these are generals, Taliban commanders, that I'm quite sure there was American blood spilled capturing. Then we have the continuing release, despite the law which Congress passed, that the president swore an oath to uphold, along with all other laws. Then we have the continuing release, of Gitmo terrorists, including, as I talked about on the last show, a guy who is a nuclear terrorist. Think about that. And then, of course, we have the release of the Senate Intelligence Agency thing, which has a lot to do with our gathering intelligence and our strategizing on how to protect our butts against radical jihad. And then, of course, we have the famous statement where he called ISIS the JV team, as they were taking over two entire countries in the Mideast and establishing a caliphate. And then we have losing Iraq, which everybody, left, right, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, 95% of the experts out there, maybe it was 99, said if you pull all the troops out and you don't have a status of forces agreement and you don't leave troops there, it's going to be a wreck. Well, you know, what do we have? We have a wreck. And we have a president who purposely did not complete a status of forces agreement begun by the Bush administration so that he could have an excuse to pull the troops out to have a wreck. And then, of course, we have the red line in Syria. Now, what do we know about Syria? Syria is like home base. You know, it's the dugout for ISIS. Yet, we don't want to go into Syria. Is that because if we destroy the command and control of ISIS, ISIS wouldn't be doing so well? That's a dot we'll have to think about. By the way, did I mention the Bergdahl report about him being a deserter and going, you know, basically defecting over to jihadists, Muslim extremists, radical Islamists? That's being suppressed by the administration. Yeah. And then, of course, we have the kind of the whitewashing, the war on terror. So when Obama came into the office, you know, he went to Cairo and did the speech, another dot. He supported the Muslim Brotherhood and still does, another dot. He hates Israel and, you know, undermines them every chance he has, another dot. He keeps sending money to Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Palestinian Authority, another dot. And then we have his whitewashing the war on terror as if we're stupid. Number one, he said, we have no more global war on terror. It's now an overseas, I'm not making this up, folks, you can look it up, overseas contingency operation. He turned the word terrorism into man-caused disasters. Once again, Google it, look it up. If this is too wild for you to believe, please do your own research so that you can form your own dot. And then he took, with the help of Muslim Brotherhood, paid by U.S. taxpayer advisors, another dot, the words Islamic extremism and jihad from all national security strategy documents and training manuals in the CIA and FBI, another dot. So, look, and now we have Paris, right? And, of course, we have the ongoing farce of our fight against ISIS. The mainstream media was crowing earlier this week, I think we were right before the Paris mess, was crowing about 800 airstrikes against ISIS. Well, folks, 800 airstrikes in 3 or 4 months is absolutely nothing, as any military man will tell you. 800 airstrikes, like in 3 days or 2 days, or with our capabilities, 1 day, then you're talking. Then you're pounding some ears, you know? You're boxing some ears, pounding some heads. Otherwise, it's just a pinprick. You're not doing squat. The problem is, what do we do about it? You know, what do we do about a president who is unilaterally disarming us? And I'm not in favor of nuclear weapons, but, you know, let's welcome to the planet reality. If the other folks have them, we have to have them. If they got 5,000, we need 5,000. I know it's stupid. It's ridiculous. It's idiotic. It's a waste of money. But mutually assured destruction, at least between, shall we say, the civilized powers, works. It's been proven for the last 70 years. Since the first A-bomb was dropped on Hiroshima. Now, it's not going to work, and here's another dot, the Iranian so-called non-nuclear proliferation treaty. Did you know Barack Obama actually went public? This got leaked and actually told a group of congressmen, etc., that if they tried to impose sanctions on Iran, he would veto it. Let's see, so far, like all the bills that are in Congress, the budget, which by the way, he wants to increase discretionary spending. Remember when we talked about how he wants to spend every dime? You know, he's like a one-man economic monetary torpedo. Increase discretionary spending. Maybe he's going to use that, I wouldn't doubt it, as a end around the purse strings halters that Congress is planning to put on his illegal actions. Let's see if that prognosis comes correct. So we have all these dots, right? And the crowning dot is his choice to not go to Paris and to watch football instead. Really, if there's anybody who's listening to this show, or anybody out there who doesn't listen to this show, who doesn't at least have a glimmer, at least some stirring, some uneasy stirring deep in their soul as they hold up their Obama placard. I love Obama. If you don't have some sense of unease when you see, and I didn't include them all, when you see that huge line of dots that I just outlaid, that I just laid out, then I really don't want you in the foxhole with us because you simply can't be trusted to make rational or reasonable decisions or judgments. Unfortunately, and I'm going to wrap up the show with this thought. Unfortunately, the projections, prognosis, forecasts, whatever you want to call it, which I put together for the New Year's show. You can go back in the archives a couple of weeks and listen to it. A lot of those major dots, excuse me, a lot of those major forecasts are in just 2 short weeks playing out. I was kind of thinking to myself today, shaking my head, going, I kind of foresaw this because 2 plus 2 is 4, and water runs downhill, and people are who they are, and the frog and the scorpion, and the whole nine yards. But I never thought it would evolve so quickly. I mean, here you have Obama with his discretionary budget trying to raise spending so that we can go deeper into debt, i.e., the monetary torpedo I talked about. You have a still vacillating Senate. I don't know what's up with those guys. You have Obama saying he's going to veto the Keystone Pipeline. You have Obama, doing his razzle dazzle. These terrorists must be stopped. What terrorists, Barry? The terrorists. These vile people who do these things. Well, are they, where are they from, Barry? Where'd they come from? Well, they come from poor and broken households. And they're a product of income inequality. They don't have a high enough minimum wage. I mean, holy smokes. Are they Islamic? Oh, no, they're not Islamic. Even ISIS is not Islamic. Wow. When you see all this playing out, another forecast I made, which is very unfortunately, particularly for those poor families over there, that's playing out, we're going to see an increase in terror. And we're going to, folks, we're going to see stuff here. I mean, the guys who man the walls for us are unbelievable. Increasingly, they're having their hands tied, their monies cut, their benefits cut, their morale broken, and it's on purpose, yet another dot. And even if they weren't, trying to control 4,000 miles of the northern border, 3,000 miles on either side, east and west of coastline, plus the Gulf, and 2,000 miles of a southern border, with the president waving a come on in flag with his amnesty talk, which is purposeful, and border agents with their hands tied, do you, and returning jihadis, which the Democrats in Congress, let me emphasize this, Barry and the Democrats in Congress voted against returning ISIS fighters from Syria and the Middle East, like the guys who carried out the attacks in Paris, like the Boston bombers to a lesser degree. They voted against revoking their passports. In other words, they can come on back to America. You know, I hear all these pundits and these news guys talking about, oh, well, you know, I think Fox has been off for a while. I've been watching CNN, some other stations. I mean, I don't watch a lot. Most of my research is discussions with people in the know. In fact, I'm going to start doing interviews here in the near future again. And it's research on my own. I get a host of information from probably 150 different sources every week, and sources which are not the mainstream media, sources that have the real news. And I will tell you that it is impossible that we're not going to have a problem here. It is flatly impossible, given all the undermining at the border, in the agencies, with morale, that has been intentionally caused. It's a choice. It's intentional. I can only wait to see what happens when that unfortunately occurs. And you know, I hope I'm wrong. I hope these guys who man the walls for us continue to be brilliant and lucky and tough and smart and dedicated. And you know, God, maybe we'll skate by for the next 30 years, because that's how long at least we're going to be in this war over civilization. But you know, the odds are not in our favor. And the odds surely aren't in our favor if Iran gets the bomb. Because Iran will sell that technology, that bomb, that weapon, whatever, to the highest bidder with a pat on the back saying, here's your ticket to New York. I mean, you know, let's get on the spaceship reality here. But the question really comes down to how to stop it, how to protect yourself from it. And hopefully, you know, these articles that I'm posting, by the way, there's a slew of articles in the terror section below. And this is a lot of them contain news you have not read. Read them. I had another forecast about Russia. Boy, Russia is, man, they are on the move. And of course, you don't hear anything about it because everybody's fixated on the news of the week. And that's not to downplay it. That was a horrible mess in Paris. And I might add, no offense to the French intended, but I mean, just pragmatically speaking, wow. I really think I'd rather have our police folks protecting us than the French police folks protecting us. You know, that image of that poor cop, who happened to be a Muslim, by the way, who was trying to do his duty, gets shot, is lying on the sidewalk. And I don't know if you saw the translation of what he said, but you know, one of the terrorists ran over to him while he's lying on the sidewalk, and the cop turns away from him with his arms up, but he doesn't say don't shoot. He doesn't say have mercy. He says get away from me. The guy had courage. And of course, for that, he was rewarded with a bullet in the brain. An extremist Muslim jihadi executing in cold blood a defenseless fellow Muslim. Gee, I wonder what their mindset really is. I bet they wouldn't hurt you at all. They wouldn't do anything to you or your family. They'd have mercy. They'd maybe make a hot cup of tea for you. Because you know, according to the President of the United States, and we all need to believe him, they aren't Islamic. They have nothing to do with Islam. And really, if we just pat them on the head and give them more money, a distraction from the real goal here, folks, they'll all be nice to us. Well, not so much. Maybe next week I'll have an idea on what we can do. And next week I'm going to have a rather scintillating topic for you that has to do with the EPA, your real estate, and Agenda 21. Because that's on the move too. There's lots of things on the move that are under the radar, and intentionally so. And over the next few weeks, I'm going to start exposing a few. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the right side. You have a happy, safe, and the best week ever. We'll talk to you next Saturday.